Welcome to Right Here in Mass. We're a weekly podcast that features individuals throughout the Bay State who are on our radar and should be on yours. From the Berkshires to Boston, Cape Cod and the islands, tune in to learn about who you should know right here in Mass. Welcome back to another episode of Right Here in Mass. I'm super excited to be joined by Christine Cohen, the founder and owner of Buttercup Box Gifts. Buttercup boxes of love send love while promoting self-love. Christine, I'm so excited to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Why don't you start off by telling more about yourself and what you do over at Buttercup Box Gifts with our audience?
Yeah, so I was in the property management industry for about 17 years, and during COVID, as you know, the world really, really changed, and all of my high-rise commercial buildings that I was managing in downtown Boston were basically shut down. And I had been commuting to Boston every day and, doing that for so long. And then all of a sudden to be home and isolated and not being able to see friends and family and see my tenants in person was just such a change, but also a real like eye opener, and made me realize sort of how think about other ways that I could connect with people without being able to see them in person. So I wanted to sort of create I would send my friends and tenants and family little items in the mail, little encouragement cards, small self-care items, and quickly realized how that made me feel and how, and Buttercup was born sort of organically in that way. When I wasn't really finding anything online that I wanted to send to people, I thought, well, I'll just create my own little inspirational gift boxes. And it just sort of happened and grew from there, where my friends said, this is amazing. Can you make a birthday box for me? Can you make a support box for a friend that's going through chemotherapy or going through divorce, or someone just got engaged? And I started just creating more and more boxes, and then created the business and the website, and I became like official about like 3 years ago. So it's been an exciting journey.
Yeah, which is so awesome. And I love that it started from something that you were doing just for fun, just to lift people's spirits. And then all of a sudden people are like, hey, I could really use something like that, after doing it for friends and other people who are looking for those curated gift boxes. But would you say that there was almost like a pivotal moment where, after doing a few gift boxes for friends, that you realized it should and could turn into a business? Like, what was that process like of taking it? I don't want to necessarily say a hobby, but taking it from that passion that you had and turning it into something that could become a career.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like when there was that moment where I thought, wow, this is really something. But I remember, I'll never forget when I got my first order through the website, and I thought like, oh, this is so exciting. And I still get that feeling every time I get an order, yeah. But I'll never forget like that first order. And I'll never forget the first order I received from someone across the US. And I remember thinking like, wow, this little, hobby of mine and sort of trying to put out the love to people is really becoming something that's gone national. And, I had a couple of really memorable ones where there's one that I'll never forget. It was a woman that had survived a mass shooting, and somebody to send her a box that to support her and what her she had been through. And that was, across the country. I think that was in Chicago. And I remember just as I was creating that box and sending it, really feeling all the feelings. And I think those are the moments when you realize, this isn't just a little hobby. This is like really something big, and it's something that's helping all these people in all these different areas. And I'm able to sort of help people that may not know how to support someone that's gone through something really life-changing, and sort of guide them through what's appropriate to send, help them through, what their note's going to be, whatever they need help with, and send it on their behalf, and try to make it as simple as possible. So So that's my long-winded answer, but hopefully that answers your question.
Absolutely. And I love that you build your boxes or help your customers build the boxes with intention, because that's one thing I always feel so guilty about. Like if I personally receive a gift that someone shared, but I'm like, not necessarily sure if it's something I could use or whatnot. Like I feel guilty if I don't put that item to use, but you're helping your customers to create something that's custom to the recipient and also is full of items that are useful and lift the person's spirits or helps them celebrate that awesome milestone that they've reached.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of the, it's a lot of, I would say a lot of women supporting other women. Probably 90% of my clients are those women that want to support each other. But there's also a lot of, you know, businesses, and more recently I've worked with several male businesses as well, who they want to create something for their clients to welcome them on board, or they want to thank their referral partners as they're growing their new business or maybe well-established business as as a referral and a referral tool. And you know, it's something that everyone's business is so different that we really have to have a full conversation, figure out what makes sense for their business, exactly what products work for their business, what their clients are going to want to receive, how we're going to present it in the box, whether it's going to be branded with their logo, whether it's going to have a custom note card from them, or whether it's going to have the Buttercup branding and then some sort of branded products inside the box. So we have those conversations. I design a couple of options for them to choose from, and then we go from there. So all of my clients are really, really different in their vision and what they want for their clients.
Yeah, which I think is awesome, because you have that personalization where instead of going to a website where they're, I guess, guessing at random what they want to put in a box or what might be useful to someone, you're able to have those one-on-one conversations with them and guide them, especially if they're not sure what might be deemed appropriate, as you mentioned, not sure what's the right gift to give or something that would be really perceived well. And you're really being able to guide them in the right place, which is really nice.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's everyone. And I love the feedback that we get from, I have this one client who actually tracks every time we send a client box out their thank you, you know, and he tracks the response and how happy people are and that they all reach out to him and thank him. And that, you know, it just makes me feel great. Like, obviously we've nailed it, right? If they're all responding, they're all happy with what they're getting. That's what you want. So it's super important that experience is, you know, not only about what's inside the box, but what the box looks like, what the packaging is, how everything is laid out and put together, what that card says. The whole thing has to be just the perfect experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can imagine one of the funnest yet probably slightly overwhelming parts of your role is being able to source all the different products that people can select from for their boxes. So what's your process for going through that with sourcing new vendors and ensuring that it's stuff that people would really like to see in the boxes that they can help put together?
Yeah, so I try to work with as many local vendors as I can. I work with a lot of women-owned vendors as well, or makers. You know, we try out a lot before we include them in boxes. I may have, you know, I think I have probably, I have my candles behind me. I'm like, I probably have like 20 different scents from probably 5 different candle makers. And I like to get to know them on a personal level. And I like to go to their shop and I like to check everything out. And the relationship is so important, because if you're ever in a bind and you need this fast, you know, they're there for you. If you want to add someone's logo to a candle, they'll add it for you. So having those personal relationships is just, it's just so different from ordering from someone that you've never met across the country. It's just so different when they're local. So we do a lot of, you know, in-person samplings, trying out products. A lot of vendors will send me products to sample. There's, you know, not only we do some food, but it's a lot of self-care products like bath bombs and, like I said, candles and salts and things like that. So not only do we get to sample all the good cookies and chocolate covered almonds, but you know, we also get to do like the bath bombs and the candles and all that. So it's really fun. So my daughter, who's 12, really loves that we try everything out a lot before we put them in the boxes.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
And it's nice that you have that twofold level of supporting people. You have on one end the recipients who are getting those boxes and receiving the support, but also the vendors and makers that you're including products or whatever it might be in from them. You're supporting their businesses and giving them the opportunity to share what they've created with the recipients as well.
Exactly. I think it's really, it goes around full circle. And I always say too, with like the women that like the clients that I work with also, we're helping each other because I'm getting my boxes out in front of their clients. They're getting their stuff to they're getting their name out there. I'm helping them elevate their brand. They're helping me elevate my brand. So it's really a win-win. So we're all really working together, and I cannot tell you how many just amazing people, you know, between clients and makers that I've met in the last 3 years. It's just insane. And I feel like everybody really wants to help each other just grow. And it's like, I haven't had one bad experience, knock on wood. Everyone's just been super helpful and wanting to help each other grow. It's been great.
I love that. Yeah. And I always give so many props to the businesses who do stuff with a lot of products because of the fact that you have inventory and then you do have that more overhead. I think with service-based businesses, they obviously have difference where they might have a lot lower overhead to manage. And so one question I have for you, if you'd be open to sharing this, is just how you manage that inventory with being able to move products and then also ensuring that you have the products that you'd like in stock. Because I feel like it's kind of that fine line or that fine balance of making sure you have not too much, but also making sure that you have just right enough.
It is definitely a fine line, and you don't want to have too much. Thankfully, I have a lot of space now. I got a lot more space about a year ago moving into this space, but yeah, you don't want to carry too much. You want to move it along. And I think it just takes time to really understand what products are going to move, how you can move certain products that maybe aren't moving as fast as others by sort of shifting them into another curated box or potentially not using them again if they're not something that's moving. It just takes time to sort of figure all of that out, figure out how much to order. A lot of product makers have certain minimums, and you sort of just get to know over time, okay, I need to order from this brand twice a year, and that's going to cover me. But the business is always changing, and certain products are growing much more rapidly and selling much more rapidly in the summer than the winter. So every winter I'm slammed with holiday, but then you can't really avoid ending up with some extra inventory at the end of the day. So you're going to end up with, like, I still have lots of cozy season candles, and I'm like, all right, I'll put those away. It's not cozy season anymore. and it's always fun to shift to the next season, but you can't really avoid having a little bit of extra product. But like I said, you do get better about managing it. And I'm pretty on top of keeping up with inventory that I need. And the vendors that I work with are really great too. If I'm like, oh shoot, I am really low on this candle, and I reach out to them, they're pretty good about turning it around quickly for me. So another benefit of working with local vendors that you know.
Absolutely. And I love the idea that you mentioned of getting creative with the presentations or the possible boxes that you can put together to help move some things along more quickly. And you might never know, you might end up finding a good combination that gives you some ideas for the following season based on what people are kind of jumping at or biting at.
Exactly. Some of the boxes that I think everyone's going to love, it's like the opposite, right? You're like, I'm not sure about this one. And then it flies off the shelf. So everyone's different, and everyone's going to like be attracted to different things. So it's always, I'm always learning.
Definitely. As of now, since we're recording at the end of June, what would you say are like trending products or popular items that people really tend to enjoy?
We have a box right now that's, it's like self-care C related. So it's a really pretty blue salty sea candle with a lot of self-care items in it, but it's sort of ocean themed. And I feel like that's really kind of what people are attracted to right now is beach, anything beach themed, lots of blues, greens, kind of summer colors is very popular right now. But I do sort of the motivational support based gifting all year round. And so that's always popular for me. There's just a lot of motivational and support items in there, self-care items. So that's all year round.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what types of occasions do you find tend to be the most common or the most popular that people might come to you for a box for?
It's the most, I would say, besides client welcome gifts, the most popular is typically for sad occasions. I think people know me for that because when I started, I was actually, well, this is kind of backtracking a bit, but when I started the business, I was actually grieving the loss of a family member of mine. My father had passed away. And so as I started the business, I kind of could use what I had learned in my grief as to what would be a good gift to receive if someone was going through that. So I think that taught me a lot. And so a lot of people do come to me for loss gift boxes. A lot of people come to me for boxes for women that are going through chemotherapy. There's been a lot of those recently, and they're the hardest ones to make. Because it definitely, you know, it makes you think and makes you stop and just really think about what you're making and creating and the person that it's going to and what they're going through. But also the most meaningful. And I will always remember sort of when I started the business, like that was my goal. And it will always be the goal is to support people that are going through difficult circumstances. So it's fun to make the birthday boxes and the engagement boxes and all those things, but there's definitely a lot of sad support boxes too.
Absolutely. And I can imagine that being a part of that and being in that vulnerable moment likely feels gratifying to you or for you, knowing that someone's bringing you in to trust to put together such a curated gift that will support someone as they're going through these difficult times and provide them with products or any type of good that's really going to lift them up and make them feel comfortable during whatever difficult moment they may be facing.
Definitely. And I think it's, you know, we just don't always know what to say or what to do if we have a friend that's going through something difficult. So I can say, having been, you know, through a, you know, sudden loss of a family member, that I've been there and I know how to help. So it does make me feel really good being able to help and being able to support other people. And that's really at the end of the day why I'll keep going. Because I see the good that it's doing. And why would I not want to be a part of that?
Yeah, I love that. So over the past 3 years that you've been growing Buttercup, what would you say is next coming up for you in the next year or so? Plans that you might have or projects you might be working on?
Yeah, so I think I'm hopefully going to continue to grow more in the client appreciation side. And I'm going to continue to hopefully do more podcast guesting and get in some more gift guides and things like that. I was on WBZ, a morning news in March. So that was really exciting. So I think just kind of getting in front of like, just more people, just to continue to grow and, continue to be able to work with new businesses and continue to support people and just grow is the hope. So we'll see.
Yeah, a good one. I always love to be able to grow.
Yeah.
But with that, with the businesses that you work with and the vendors and makers, how do you find them? Is it you find them and reach out to them and ask, or do you ever have people reach out to you and say that they would like to be featured in your boxes?
Yeah, definitely both ways. I've been to a lot of those markets, like pop-up markets that you go to with everybody with the tents. And a lot of times I'll just go around and check out the products and try out the lip balms and the candles and strike up a conversation, and we meet there. And that's a kind of a cool way to see a lot of products and get to know the person. Cause usually it's the maker that's at those events. They usually don't have other people representing them. So it's a great way to meet people. A lot of them will reach out to me if they've seen my Instagram page and they want to be part of Buttercup. They'll want to send me samples. So that usually is a great way for someone, for a product maker to get in our boxes, is to reach out, because I'm always looking to try out new products and sampling everything. And usually there's a place for every type of product, whether it's a jewelry item or a food-based item or a some sort of like journal or support item. There's always a place for it. So that's a good way to meet. There's also a couple of wholesale websites where people can connect. And so I can actually put in a filter. I can put in, I want to find a Massachusetts women-owned candle company, and it will show them to me. So that's really a really cool, easy way to find people.
Yeah. And that's great that you have so many different options. So that way, like, you're pulling from different industries and pulling from different parts of the state, I imagine, and being able to just have several different options that might be varied from what people might find elsewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's fun. I just can't believe how many people that I've met. It's crazy. How many people you meet.
I know. Awesome. I feel like that's one of the best parts of business, is just the people that you meet. And it makes you think, like, if I hadn't started this business, would I have ever met this person? Likely not. And it's really interesting to think about the relationships that have been built and the really fun things that have come out of those relationships as well.
Yeah. And so many, learning about so many other people's businesses and so many businesses that I didn't know existed. That are here to, you know, maybe they offer some sort of support to my business, whether it's marketing or SEO or social media, but all these people that I've met along the way that are helping me with my business. And then in turn, you, maybe we're working together on boxes, maybe we're not, but just, it's been really great.
Yeah. I love that. As you mentioned earlier with your business, you go through stages where it's like around the holidays, you're understandably super busy. And then during other parts of the year, things might kind of plateau or slow down. And so have you found any type of routine or process to help you juggle those crazy times and kind of navigate how you can set time for yourself and also keep things going when things might steady off compared to other points of the year?
Yeah, I need to be better. I need to be better about the holidays. Because it's so funny. I'm so like, I promote self-care and I'm all about it. And I'm all about self-care and self-worth. But the holiday season last year, I did not take very good care of myself. And I was just doing too much. And I had, everybody wanted their orders shipped out the same 2-week time frame. Geez. And I'm like, yep, I got you. I got you. I got you. And I said yes to everybody. And really didn't listen to my body and myself. And I ended up really hurting my back because I was probably carrying up, you know, too many boxes up the stairs and everything. And I ended up, basically in bed for a week and couldn't move. So I think it's just a reminder that it's exciting and everybody wants to grow, grow, grow. But you also have to really just listen to your body and your mind and think about, you know, ask for help. And I'm not good at asking for help. So I need to really, so I'm already thinking about how I'm going to do different this December and how I'm going to utilize help. And, you know, even if it's just for that 2-week period, but just take things off my own plate. I don't need to be doing everything as a business owner. There's a lot of things that I can delegate and I'll just be better for it. And so I think, you know, we all need to just sometimes take a minute and think about what can I take off my own plate so that I'm just not super overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's a really great reminder. And it makes me think of a quote that I heard a few months ago that I now absolutely love. And it's the idea of you need to slow down in order to speed up, meaning that if you want to keep growing and keep achieving bigger things, you really have to take things slow and almost take a step back and look at the bigger picture rather than just going from one thing to the next, because that can lead to, as you shared, like physical injuries or burnout or other challenges that might come up that will end up preventing you actually from reaching the goals you originally set.
Definitely. Yeah, I find that too. Sometimes when I feel like I'm almost like trying to do, I get all these ideas, you know, I wake up and I have all these different ideas. I go to bed, I have all these different ideas. And sometimes you're thinking about too many different things. And sometimes you're better off just taking a step down, relaxing, and maybe focusing on one thing at a time and not all the things. And that takes time as a business owner, because in the beginning, you're super excited.
Yes.
And you want to stay excited. So you don't want to burn yourself out and try and do too much. So I'm learning
Absolutely.
As I go along. Yes.
I know. I feel like that's something, like me being almost 8 years in business, I feel like I still haven't learned that either. It's like just kind of finding that right balance and knowing that at different points of the year, you might have to work harder compared to other parts, but it's just like holding yourself accountable, I think, is the hardest part. It's not
it
necessarily
is.
Clients that are being pushy. It's yourself that's being pushy with yourself.
Yeah, it is. I know. And it's, I agree with you 100%, because right now I would say this is probably getting into my quiet time. People are going on vacation. It's almost 4th of July. And it's funny. I'm almost like, okay, what next? What next? What next? And then I'm like, no, you're fine. You're still getting orders. Your clients are still like ordering. All the orders are coming in. You're fine. You don't need to be doing 20 other things. Let yourself have this quiet summer time. Enjoy it. So I'm trying to remind myself of that.
Yes, absolutely. And as you think about some things that you might want to consider with your product line or stuff that you offer, do you see yourself offering different options in the future beyond the boxes? Is that something you've thought about or perhaps entertained the idea of?
Yeah, I have thought about doing more. Well, actually, I'll backtrack. So one thing I also do besides the curated and custom boxes, we also do events. So I have done quite a few events in the past where they're build a box events. So I'll go to either, it could be a brewery, it could be a retail store, it could be someone's house. And I bring the boxes, I bring all the products, and it's basically a party where people can build their own box. There might be three or four different candle scents. There might be three or four different bags, earrings. They can go through and they pick their own items. And then I help them actually physically put the box together and add the shredding and add the bow and all of that. Those are really, really fun. I haven't been doing as many lately. I did one for, I usually do them seasonally. So like we did a Thanksgiving event, we did a Mother's Day event, things like that. But I think one thing that I would like to do more of is to just put that out there, that we are available to do this. We can come to your house, have your friends over, have some wine, make some boxes, just like a fun kind of a girls' night event. And just do a little bit more of that. And I think it's just a fun way to get people together, low pressure. Everybody walks out with a box. They can either make for themselves, they can make for somebody else. And it's a lot of fun. So, and I've done them at a couple of like local, restaurants and places that do wine tasting. So we can also incorporate it with like the brewery or the winery and do a tasting, combination. So those are really fun. And I definitely would like to do more.
Yeah. Oh, those do sound fun. And I feel like they'd also be a good fit for bigger companies too, like those that might be looking for team bonding outings or events or stuff like that to do, just being able to bring employees together and whatnot. But I think that's a great idea, especially because people love being able to put stuff together and pick stuff out for themselves. So it's probably fun to be able to have all these different options for products and be able to build their own box.
Yeah, it's super fun. It's always a good time.
Yeah, I love that. So one question that I have for you, Christine, is for anyone who might be listening who is looking to get into a product-based business, what advice would you have to share with them?
I would say, I think I would ask for help. I would ask people that are experienced for advice, and I wouldn't try to do it all on your own, because it's a lot. It's a lot between figuring out your website with, like, I use Shopify and a lot of product-based businesses do. But I think between figuring out your website, your SEO, all of that, I would say, ask for help, utilize the people that are experts in those fields. And I would suggest connecting with as many people as you can in the beginning. I think that really helped me. I did a lot of networking events. I did a lot of, I was a member of a lot of different groups. some of them actually are no longer in business, but a lot of groups of women that really supported one another and sort of would help each other grow. I think those relationships really, really are super helpful for a new business. And now I love, like, if somebody on, like Boston Business Women, if someone asks for a recommendation for a gift box company, all these women that I've met, maybe 3 years ago I met them, they'll recommend me. And it's so, so sweet and special, and just reminds me of, like, oh, I'm so glad that I had that coffee with them 3 years ago. Like, they remember me and they remember my business. And I think that's, having a quick, like, coffee chat with someone and getting to know them and their business is just a great way to grow in the beginning when you don't have maybe the resources to do a lot of marketing. And maybe you can't go to events every single weekend with your product. Just meeting as many people as you can and not being afraid to ask for help.
I love that you gave that advice, especially about meeting people, because I feel similarly where, as we were talking about earlier, just the people that you meet can really do so much for growing your community and helping you build other connections. So it's definitely important to get involved with other organizations as you can and just network, especially because I feel like people tend to go into a networking event thinking like, am I going to get a direct client or customer out of this? But you kind of have to have the mentality of, I might not get a direct client or customer out of this event, but I could meet people who could refer me to clients or customers. And it's like you never know who other people know. So it's nice to be able to go into a place and build those relationships.
Exactly. No, I would say the exact same thing. Don't go into it like you're going to meet your clients tonight or today. You're not going to meet them, but they may think of you in 2 years, and it could really be beneficial when they tell this person 2 years later about you. So it all takes time, and but you are, when it does happen, you're reminded of, like, oh, that event from 2 to 3 years ago. Yes, that person.
Right? I always say referrals are the best compliments.
They are. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I think that's something that I'm trying to be better about that as a business owner, is reaching out to people that I've worked with that I know are huge Buttercup fans, and just saying, hey, do you mind doing a Google review? Because
Yeah, I love
let's be
that.
honest, people aren't going to think to do it generally unless you ask them, and you ask for that review, and people are happy to do it. And it takes not a lot of time at all, especially if they've already written you a testimonial, just to say, hey, do you mind just popping that into the Google review? And I think that's also a really great way to grow, because people trust reviews, and they can see other businesses and other people that you've worked with, and they can see where they're located. And it helps people to realize that they're just going to trust you more, right, when you have those.
Yes.
So I'm trying to be better about asking for those reviews.
Yeah, great advice. As we get towards the end of this episode, one of my favorite questions to ask our guests is what their favorite local businesses are to support. So if you had to pick a few, which I'm sure is hard for you, having worked with so many local places, what would you say are your favorites?
Yeah, so I would say, so my favorite candle company is Kitchen Sink Candle in Bolton. And they are just so great to work with. They have that beautiful salty sea candle I was talking about earlier that's really popular right now. They just have a ton of awesome candles, and they customize everything for me. They're awesome. Another one in Bolton is Waning Crescent Soap, who is a mom who makes all the soaps from home, and they are just delightful and delicious, and bath bombs. Actually, she does it all. She does lip balms, bath bombs, all the things.
Oh,
But
fun.
so yeah, I go to Bolton for a lot. So Bolton must just be a creative place to be. All the
And
makers live there. It
a really pretty place.
is. It is so pretty.
Awesome. Christine, this has been such a really great episode, and I've enjoyed having the opportunity to have you share your story with our listeners. And now I'd love to give you the opportunity to share where they can find you online in case they'd like to connect with you further.
Yeah, so my website is buttercupboxesoflove.com, and my Instagram is buttercupboxesoflove also, and that is a great place to find me. And we have lots of giveaways, lots of fun stuff on the Instagram page. So if you're not on there, find me, and I'd love to follow you back.
Perfect. I'll link to those places in the show notes so that way our listeners can click through and connect with you from there. But thank you so much again for coming on today's show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Right Here in Mass. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed recording it. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social media, and share our podcast with your network. See you next week.